Well, out on the campaign trail, most of the GOP candidates have been portraying themselves as the heir to Ronald Reagan, especially when it comes to tax cutting. And while in office, President Reagan did cut the top tax bracket from 70% to 28%, but he also raised taxes 12 times. It's that point that led to this testy exchange on 60 Minutes on Sunday, as Leslie Stahl interviewed House Majority Leader Eric Cantor about compromise.
But you know, your idol, as I've read anyway, was Ronald Reagan. And he compromised.
He never compromised his principles.
Well, he raised taxes, and it was one of his principles not to raise taxes.
Well, he also cut taxes.
But he did compromise.
Well, that's not true. And I don't want to let that stay.
And at that point, Cantor's press secretary interrupted, yelling from off camera that what I was saying wasn't true.
My fellow Americans,
there seemed to be some difficulty accepting the fact that even though Ronald Reagan cut taxes, he also pushed through several tax increases, including one in 1982 during a recession.
Make no mistake about it. This whole package is a compromise.
So, what exactly did happen when Ronald Reagan raised or cut taxes? A Princeton University professor of history and public affairs, Julian Zelitzer, joins us. Julian, as we say over the many years now, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well.
And so, is Leslie Stahl right?
She is. There's fact and there's fiction, and the fact is President Reagan, as governor also of California and as president, raised taxes. He raised several times income taxes, Social Security taxes, and he went against his own principles because he realized the need to compromise and he understood the political realities of the period.
And did he, you know, use that word compromise? It sounds like he did.
He did use the word compromise, and privately, even in his diary and memoirs, you see him understanding that the Democrats controlled the House and that programs had to be funded. He wasn't going to do away with something like Social Security and a lot of other kinds of spending, like military spending, and they had to be paid for. So Reagan wasn't just an actor and a conservative. He was a politician, and for that reason, you often saw him do things that went against what he said.
Well, but the current argument from the Republicans, both in Congress and out on the campaign trail, is that the economy is too fragile right now to handle any tax cuts. To handle any tax increases. But Reagan's first budget director, David Stockman, told Bloomberg News that Republicans who say, who would raise taxes now with the economy still struggling, as the Obama administration is proposing, for instance, raising taxes on, say, income over $1 million, Stockman says the answer would be Ronald Reagan. So can you tick through some of those tax increases?
Yeah, I mean, the first major tax, in 81, he cuts taxes. It's true, the rates go down dramatically. But in 1982, when we're still in a recession, Congress passes the Tax Equity and Fiscal Responsibility Act, which Reagan signs on to hesitantly, but he does it. And that is an example of where taxes went up 1 year after what was a historic move by the president, even as the economy was shaky. So Republicans have done this in the past, and the economy then does better, actually, and we will hit mourning in America again after taxes went up.
Well, in 2006, the Treasury Department issued a report that showed that if Reagan's tax increases were enacted today, they'd raise about $300 billion a year. That's more than what many Democrats are calling for.
Absolutely. And I would just add, Reagan didn't stop in 1982. He did it in 1983, in 1984, in 1985. Tax increases were part of the Reagan presidency. He was not a liberal. He was not some, you know, secret liberal who wanted to increase taxes. But again, he was a politician who understood that you had to enter into agreements with your opposition and you had to deal with the fiscal realities of government.
Well, he was also, and dare I say it, seemed to be somewhat Keynesian, or at least he seems to be presented that way by, for instance, Barack Obama, President Obama, who cites Ronald Reagan as somebody who understood that, yeah, in times of need, you had to do things like build infrastructure, and to do that, you have to raise revenue.
Well, he did. I think Obama might be going too far. Mm-hmm. And again, that's where Cantor's right. Reagan didn't believe that government was a good thing, and he was determined to cut it wherever possible. But he had a good sense of the landscape. And, for example, he proposes a Social Security cut early in his presidency. There's a huge political backlash, and he never talks about it again after 1982. He did understand political programs were often very popular and that they weren't going anywhere, and he was willing to back off. And he also understood that he had to do something about the deficits, which were growing under his presidency.
And finally, Julian, you know, when Republicans are asked about this, well, we saw what happened on 60 Minutes, which seemed kind of, you know, maybe not unprecedented, but very unusual for a press aide to jump in. But others have just seemed to brush off Reagan's history. Senator Marco Rubio of Florida, Congressman Richard Nugent, again, Florida, say the modern Republican Party is different. And some Democrats say that Reagan would not have survived a Tea Party primary. Your thoughts?
He might not have, although, you know, conservatives were quite strong when he was president. The right was rising and often put pressure on him. But Reagan showed that politics and principle could coexist. And he had ideological beliefs. He had long-term objectives. But in the process, he was also willing to cut deals and to take care of governance. And I think that's really the lesson of Ronald Reagan. And I think someone like that could actually survive, but it needs to be a strong voice and someone willing to push back against the right and not just to embrace them.
Julian Zelitzer, professor of history and public affairs at Princeton, also the author of the upcoming book, Governing America, The Revival of Political History. We'll have more on that down the road. Julian, thanks as always.
Thank you.